something's going on. Can I smell your dick?
Don't play me like a fool, cause that ain't cool.
So what you need to do is let me smell your dick.
Why you coming home 5 in the morning?
Something's going on. Can I smell your dick?
Don't play me like a fool, cause that ain't cool.
So what you need to do is let me smell your dick.
It's 4 o'clock and I'm sleeping.
Welcome, y'all, to Shut Up Cincinnati, episode 50, coming to you live from Slade, Kentucky in the Red River Gorge.
Slade, Kentucky, boy, woo-hoo!
That's a damn fact. Big thanks to Earl.
Earl fixed the
cable.
For
letting us borrow the cabin and the fire stick, which will be loaded with fresh porn when we leave.
Fresh gay porn, yeah. We had a guy come by in a Make America Great hat, the Trump guy.
No, we need to load him with black gay porn.
Letting us use this fire stick, so we're definitely loading this with porn.
Yeah. I mean, big thanks to you, Earl, and all. But
you're the man, but also enjoy that tranny dick, all right?
Your wife is going to see some tranny dick when you turn that on.
Sorry about your luck.
Well, we're down here in Kentucky. No video this week, but we are doing a live broadcast. A lot of good stuff happening around me. A lot of happy, smiling faces.
Yeah.
Some people are just happy as fuck to be here.
Steve just woke up fresh from a jerk-off session. This is his second that again on so far.
Second whack of the trip.
Now, the weird part about Steve is he moans when he jerks off. You heard it this morning.
I heard it. And the thing about it was that it wasn't just like a regular, hey, I'm going to jerk off real quick. He was actually making love to himself what he was doing.
Steve probably don't get much alone time.
I don't know what he was looking at on his phone. I have no idea. I don't think he needs his phone. I think he's enough.
Nah, you can just go from the memories.
Oh, yeah. He was tweaking the fucking hairy nips.
I'm sure he was thinking about his wife, you know.
Yeah. Either that or Nana. He was thinking about one of the two.
You can't blame him if he's thinking about Nana.
Nah.
It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, so we want to know, how many of you people moan when you jerk off? Probably not many.
No.
I'd like to hear from you, but I probably won't be hearing from anyone because he's here already.
The only moaner I know.
And that was a totally fictitious person I made up last week when I was talking about the fat, stinky thing that you don't want to wear.
You're talking about Mona?
Yeah, Mona.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a name.
I don't know who that is, but I'm just
sounds like a name of a person that might not be fresh.
Yeah.
Call me crazy.
Nah, she definitely didn't own any dryer sheets.
No.
I mean, I imagine if she was real.
And she was a meat gazer.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, some of the girls said that when they got naked, she straight to it.
I mean, if she was real.
Yeah, well, yeah, if it was a real person.
Yeah, if it was a real person, it would definitely be a meat gazer.
Which it's not a real person.
So someone last night in a house full of 11 men decided to sleep naked as fuck.
And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. He's not going to get anything but fucking 100% respect out of me. We're not going to tell you who yet. We might tell you in 5 seconds. We might tell you in 5 minutes. But
who knows?
Naked as fuck, and I got proof because he lifted up the blanket to allow me to view that naked as fuck, cozy as fuck person laying in that bed.
Cozy as fuck.
Oh, God. And it was, you know what the funny thing is? He didn't do it for a laugh or anything. He just sleeps naked.
That's just how he works it.
Yeah.
You know? Deal with it. He said he was going to drink his coffee on the porch naked as fuck.
At 7 a.m.
At 7 a.m. Thankfully, he was too drunk to stick to that promise.
He said, I'm going to get up at the butt crack of dawn, naked as fuck, and drink my coffee naked as fuck.
Yeah.
He lifted up that blanket. He just had this silhouette of lovely comfiness laying there on that fucking bed. Butt ass fucking naked. Hey, tease, man. jeez, man, he's naked as fuck over here.
Naked as fuck.
That's what woke me up. I was getting ready to fucking doze off, and then I finally did get to sleep, and the fucking moaning masturbator fucking wakes me up from a dead sleep. Come on, dude. Who does that?
You should feel happy, though. You're in a house full of CPAP machines.
I am.
So all the snorers are quieted down a little bit more.
I tell you, I was having a bad dream. I woke up. I looked over at Matt, and I thought a fucking plane was going down. But the weather's beautiful down here. It's nice and fucking cold. No. Our friend Steve has got the air conditioning set on a toasty 47 degrees.
Yes.
And life is good. We did a little survey, but before we get to that survey, how about we get to the grudge match between Get Pussy 69 and the anonymous one? And by the way, anonymous one, I told Get Pussy who you were.
So it's not very anonymous.
No, I outed you. I fucking outed you.
Jesus Christ.
I outed him. He knew. I mean, the guy who fucking outed it, went after him, said, I only did it as a joke. I said, I know. He's going to take it that way. And even if he gets mad, it's him. What's he going to do to you?
All right, well, I guess Get Pussy's name.
Get Pussy's name. Is it double letters?
Double letters.
God, he's had some good ones lately. He was, Hair in the Taint last week.
Yeah, that was creative.
Hair in the Taint was his name. So I'm going to go with Cooter. Wait, no, not Cooter. You said it was a good name. Cooter's not a good name. Cunt Crusher.
Cunt Crusher, no. He is Slit Sucker.
Slit Sucker.
I like Slit Sucker. Just sounds nasty. Yeah.
I love slit, and I love the word gash, too, when talking about a vagina.
I think
gash makes it sound like a wound.
Since I read the other guy's email, I think you're going to use the voice of Get Pussy 69.
Oh, okay.
So I'm reading. You don't need bifocals or anything, do you there, Pat?
No, yeah, you read him. Hold on, I might need some glasses.
Yeah, look at he pulls it back real far from him.
From Slit Sucker. Dear Shut Up Cincinnati, one, I am not apologizing to the Shut Up Cincinnati comrades because you are angry about your foreskin.
Two, I like that he calls them comrades.
I do too.
He's
well,
stuck
that's
with
what
that name.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yes.
Two, I think this anonymous person that bashed me is a complete joke. After his suggestion, I even waited and bet the Raiders. When they moved down to +4, courtesy of the person, I forfeited the 1.5 points. Thank you for the free $500 tip, whoever this pussy is. Three, the amount of shit talk to me is ridiculous, and this is, in his own words, if you have any dignity left in your soulless tank, I challenge this person to give me 7-1 odds on the Atlanta Braves to win the National League this year. I've got $1,000 to your $7,000. Put your money where your mouth is. You must confirm or deny by October 5th, 2020. If you are too big of a fucking pussy, let me know, which I'm assuming you are. Four, have you guys ever had sex with only your zipper open and all your clothing still on? About 500 times. Million quickies. That was it? That was him bashing it?
Yeah, yeah.
I think you suck at the fucking retaliation.
I think he was pretty pussy-like, too.
Who's going to put up... Yeah, I'm going to... You know what? I'll show you. I'll give you $7,000 of my dollars.
It's not surprising that anything that he does is just going to go back to gambling, so...
Yeah, of course it is.
I mean, he's a degenerate gambler.
Is that his question? His email
of the week? That's his email of the week. That's all you got.
Have you ever had sex with your zipper down? Who hasn't? Everyone has. Pulled your dick out for a quick one.
We're not sure.
I've never jacked off and moaned, if that's your question, but I've had sex before.
There's nothing wrong with jerking off and moaning.
I guess not. I mean,
whatever. You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
He's passionate about his likes.
I've done that a lot of times to get pussy. I think it's, you know what that says to me when you have sex with your zipper down and your dick out?
What?
I want to leave real fast when I'm done. I don't want to stay and talk to you. I don't want to get to know you, and I really don't even want to know your fucking name.
You ever fucked your ex-wife in the bathroom?
Yes.
You ever fucked anybody in the bathroom?
Yeah.
And you had your zipper down or no?
Yeah, at the club all the time.
Okay, well then, yeah, because you don't want to leave, right? But you actually like that person.
Yeah, you could talk to
them. Well, I see what you're saying.
The mini microphones.
I get that.
Around.
Yeah, I've had sex with people that I was dating and married to with the zipper down too. Yeah. I mean, sometimes you like to be spontaneous and do it, you know, in a public place or something, but you don't want to get naked as fuck.
Naked as fuck.
You just want to have your dick out. But yes, I've done it. I don't really like it because when I pee or have sex, I like my balls to be dangling free. And you can't do that when your zipper's down.
I want to get right into the survey.
Okay.
Let's just dive right in. All right, what we did is we made a little survey, 10 questions. It's anonymous. We don't know who answered any of the questions any certain way. Everybody did it, so there's 11 of us. And let's go over some of these results, all right?
Now, we're only going to give you the answer of the most voted one.
I'm going to give you what I want to give you. All right. Which guy is most likely gay? And the winner is Christopher Tease.
See, that's so fucked up, you know?
You got 4 votes, buddy. Now, Alex and Patrick right behind you, 3 votes apiece. A couple maybe queers, we're not sure, but you're number one.
All right, well, hold on a second. 4-3-3, who got the last vote?
All right, let's see. We got Matt got 1 vote.
Matt got 1 vote. Well, you know what? These motherfuckers are always going to say I'm gay because I'll take it in the ass for 50 grand. That doesn't make me gay. That makes me a businessman.
Yeah, entrepreneur.
I'm not going to enjoy it. I mean, if I'm taking it in the butt for 50 grand, I'm not going to be going, hey, that feels pretty fucking good. I'm going to be like, are you done yet? Give me my money so I can leave. Fuck all of you. That was the one I really didn't think I'd win.
That's the best one.
Are you gay? I will tell you, I didn't vote for myself on that one.
Well, we believe you.
Yeah. I voted for some guy who tells Argosy stories. I'm most likely to be gay. According to my friends, it's okay. Me.
All right. This is more of who's a Mac. If a horny lady happened to come by, which guy would most likely fuck her if everyone in the house was single? So the answer there, the winner was, Chris, you'll be happy. It's you.
It's me?
It's you. You win that.
Yeah, but was the question if a horny guy moved in next door? No.
Did I say guy?
No, it's girl, but you hypocrite motherfuckers think I'm a hard F, and now I'm fucking the girl.
Half of us think you're a little, light in the loafers, and the other half must think you're a fucking stud.
So that's cool. So I'm fucking the girl. See, my vote on that one was Nick.
And Nick, somebody else voted for Nick. Nick got 2.
I voted for Nick because he got this skinny, suave Italian dude with the fucking...
Who voted for Patrick?
Patrick.
Patrick got 1 vote. Keyshawn racked up 1. Shango, Danny both got a vote, and so did Nate.
So I'm most likely to be gay and fuck the girl that moved in next door. All right, I'm rolling.
All right, this is a tough one. Who has the smallest dong?
All right, I know who my guess was. And
your guess... As well as all you motherfuckers are racist and pick Shingo.
Shingo. It's because you're Asian. 100% because you're Asian.
100% because...
We all remember that podcast we did where we looked it up and we said, what is the smallest dicks by country? And 8 of the 10 were Asian. So I'm sorry, man. You might have a hammer. Your girlfriend says you do. And I'd like to see it, but...
I'd like to see it. No.
You remember the first
Why
question,
Why would you like
right?
to see it?
Because I'm most likely to be gay.
Oh, that's true. That's very true. Never mind. I forgot
about
that part.
I told you. I have no interest in... I'm certainly the farthest thing from gay, but I appreciate a good-looking dick. I can look at your dick and go, fuck, that's a hammer. That's a good-looking dick.
Tease, you also got a vote in this. Just 1.
For smallest dick?
For smallest dick, you got a vote. Nate and Matt both got 2 votes. Patrick got 1. Danny got 1.
Nice.
I'm just airing them all out because that's funny, right? I think.
But Shingo wins.
Because it just sucks because Danny's going to sit around tonight and go, who thought I had the small dick?
Well,
I'll
you were the one who's, you know why? Because somebody,
fuck tonight.
That means one of you motherfuckers in that room lifted up the blanket when he was sleeping to take a good peek. That God, that's be. A little dick.
Could be, could be. All right. Who was the most annoying drunk? I had this one. All right, Chris, you also got 1 vote on this.
Fuckers. I'm a funny drunk.
I think someone might have voted a straight Chris ticket. You know, like voting all red or voting all blue, they just went straight Chris.
But the other 10 had to have voted for fuck you, Tree. Fuck you, Kevin. Fuck you. Is it Patrick?
Patrick was the winner. Patrick won 5 to Alex 4. But Keyshawn got 2. He was the other one to get on.
You said I got 1.
You got 1 too, yes.
5, 4, 2, 1, that's 12.
You're right. Someone must have skipped this question. Or did twice.
Did it twice.
All right, now, wait a minute. 5, 2, 7. Yeah, oh, yeah. Someone did it twice. Good move.
Fuck you. Fuck you, Tree. Fuck you, Earl.
That's weird because that's the only one with 12 answers.
Wow. All right, but Patrick was the overall consensus favorite.
Patrick,
there.
Fuck you, Tree, wins.
I think I went to sleep with his finger right here.
Well, Chris, I don't know how happy you're going to be about this, but most likely to ride the short bus in elementary school was won by you. Not only that, but 5 votes. That's a lot of votes. So everybody here thinks you're a retard, but Beasley also got 4, which isn't bad. And Keyshawn got 2. So I don't know what you're laughing at, motherfucker.
See that? I don't understand it. I don't look retarded.
You're retarded and gay, dude.
I'm retarded and gay, and I fuck women.
And you fuck women.
But at least I have a big dick. I am. I wear a lot of hats. The short bus thing, that's offensive. The other ones are funny. That's offensive.
Most likely to fall in love with a transvestite.
How do you spell Alex?
Our winner is Alex.
Ah! How many votes? You only got 10 votes.
4. And I don't know what you're laughing at, second place, with 3 Chris T's.
Hey, second place is not the winner. And there's no way. That is 100% incorrect.
Beasley got 1, Patrick got 2, and Danny got 1. All right. This one, and you know what? I think this is unfair, and I don't think people are thinking this through. All right.
What is it?
If the shit goes down, who are we eating first?
Now, I don't understand that one because I didn't know, you know, are we going to kill one of us? Or if we all happen to, like, crash on a mountain and one of us dies.
We got to eat one of us. Who are we starting with?
Well, I'm not eating Matt.
Well, the rest of them were, apparently, because Matt won. Matt got 5 votes. We're eating Matt first.
Who's cooking me?
Second, yeah, good point. Second.
Where did you get that for?
Y'all get worms.
Keyshawn, don't do pork.
Chris, you got 3 in second place. So we're eating you first. And this is one of the ones I did vote for you, and I thought this one through because aged meat is usually better. So I just went with the old as fuck on the trip, which happened to be you. So it was nothing personal. I just thought aged would taste well. I know me and you had talked about it, and you said you'd probably go for one of the skinny fucks because lean meat
I like
tastes
lean
better.
Meat, yes. Yeah, so I like it very lean. I like sirloin over ribeye. So I'm eating Manitti.
Nick did get 1 vote. I guess that's from you.
Yeah, I was eating Manitti because it might taste a little bit Italian, too. Like somebody put a little bit of oregano or something on it. The only bad thing about that is it would cost me $9,000 to eat Manitti.
Beasley got 1 vote and Shingo got 1 vote. Someone wanted that fucking...
Someone likes some Asian food.
Some sushi. That's true.
So Matt's getting eaten.
Matt's getting eaten.
I like it.
All right. We know the answer to this, but either way, there's votes now. Who was most likely to sneak off a jerk session in the cabin? And the winner happens to be correct. Beasley got 4 votes.
I fucking knew it. I fucking knew it.
You know?
And that's before everyone knew you were tweaking your nips while you fucking moaned.
We didn't know it was going to be a moan session, but it still works out pretty well.
Most likely to jerk off, and it happens to be the guy who jerked off. See, sometimes things work out.
All right, Chris, you got 2 votes on that.
I did it, too.
Keyshawn got 1, Alex got 2, and Danny got 1.
He was naked as fuck.
I think I might have picked Alex because Alex jerked off in the last cabin we had.
Yeah, you said you did. You said, I jacked off in this bed. Anybody want it? No, we're all good.
All right, who is most likely not to satisfy a woman? Patrick won with 3 votes. This one was pretty spread out.
Most likely to not satisfy a woman.
I thought I didn't have any votes. I got 1 for this one. I'm very happy.
When you told me that, I knew you was wrong.
Okay, hey, it's fine.
Maybe if you satisfied your woman, she'd like me.
There's no repairing that one. All right. Beasley, you got 2. Chris got 1.
I got one?
You got one. I tell you, I think someone voted the straight Chris tickets.
Yeah, they might have.
Nate got two. Alex got two. All right, so good for Shingo, Danny, and Keyshawn, and Maddie and Nick. Satisfying their woman. No one thinks they're not.
No.
All right. This one.
This one has to be fucking 11 votes or 10.
This one, I don't know if I find this borderline racist or what, but who was most likely to fuck his friend's lady? Keyshawn won overwhelmingly with four.
Yeah, there's no.
Only four. That's not that bad.
There's no way that you weren't winning that one.
Chris,
there's,
you got two?
Fuck. That's not cool because I don't do that. That's one thing I don't do.
Nick got two, Nathan got two, and Danny got one. All right, so, yeah, that's about it. As far as the question, we can only do 10 questions, but we did have some more questions, so we'll just kind of brainstorm here. Who is most likely to be patient one for coronavirus here? Because we're going to get it. There's 11 of us crammed into the tiniest cabin Chris could find. Yeah, and I'm definitely going to be fined $24 for even saying this. But
more than that.
Who's patient zero? Who do you think, Chris?
My guess is for patient zero is going to be Matt Hudson.
Hudson?
Yep.
All right, so I got a lot of thought going into this.
Or it could be that other guy we know, Han Dutson. It might be him. The reason I think it's Matt is because, with Matt's gone all the fucking time. He's here. He's there. He's at the fucking store. Picks his sister up. Takes her here. Drives here. He's all over the fucking place. During the day, I don't do much. I drop my kid off at school, and then I pretty much hang out at the house until I go to work. So he's out of the house all day. So that's why I think he's going to be exposed to it more often.
All right. Here's where I'm going. We have to take Shingo off the list right away. And naturally, Shingo's our first go-to because patient zero is always from Asia. So typically that would be him. But he's already had it, so he can't get it again.
True.
All right. Now I'm going to take off the old people. So Chris is gone. If he had it, it would show already because it affects old people.
I'd be dead probably. Yeah.
All right. Next, I'm taking off the fatties because if the fatties have it, it affects us a little bit different. So we probably won't get it. So I've narrowed it down to Nick, Danny, and Patrick. So now I got to go back to that Asian thing and I have to give it to Danny because he lives with Asians. Danny is my most likely character.
Danny works from home.
I don't care.
He's not going out much.
Juan doesn't.
No, that's true.
You know?
And she works, happens to work in the environment where fucking the master.
Figured it would have to be one of the younger, healthier people because they wouldn't be showing the signs. The rest of us that are sick, we'd all be coughing our lungs out and shit because our fatty tissue can't handle it.
Yeah, and you got the sugars, you know? Too.
And
we'd
I got
know
the sugars.
It if you
I
had.
Know. Me and Beasley be fucked. You'd know right away.
Yeah, so he's your answer?
Yep.
My answer, like I said, Matt is gone all the time.
It's
There's
Matt.
No way he's not picking it up. How about you guys? You got any answers?
Any other guesses, guys?
Don't be shy.
Okay, we can hear the commercials.
Don't be shy.
I'm not able to guess myself.
Though.
Keyshawn, no. No,
Keyshawn,
I think
Keyshawn lives alone. Nate lives alone.
Because Dr. Fauci says that the minority people are...
Minorities that get it tend to get it worse. So you'd have some symptoms, I think.
Well, you know what? Actually, you know what? My guess would probably be Keyshawn.
Well, he goes out the most.
He goes out to the bars every fucking
night. He definitely exposes
himself
the most, but he's also the youngest. So,
yeah.
You know, he might be.
I would have originally said no because he lives alone and no one's going to bring it home to him, but he is at a bar every night. And, I think Matt and Keyshawn are getting it from each other. Yeah, that's a tough one. I think we're all going to get it. I agree with you. I think everybody's going to get it. I think probably only one or two of us will die from it. But,
Yeah. The next person's going to have to pay $132 for the cabin.
Hey, but you know for a fact, none of you fuckers are going to drink a Jaeger for me. I ain't drinking that shit. Fuck him. I ain't drinking. I don't care if he's dead. I'm not drinking a Jaeger.
Nah, we'd have to find something else for you. We're not going with Jaeger. I couldn't handle that.
Well, we know that Nate won't drink a Jaeger to me, and he won't drink a Jameson, Fireball, Avalanche, bourbon, rum, scotch, beer, or whiskey.
Well, the bottles are all too big. He's scared he's going to drop them. They're too expensive to waste.
You know, that would have been the only question that we would have got. Who's most likely to be able to fit their fist in some chick? It would have been the only one with 11 votes. He'd have voted for himself.
He may have done it. Who knows?
Yeah, you could have. You could easily Deadpool somebody without even thinking twice. Whoop, right there. Next question.
Oh, I'm out of questions. You got some questions?
Yeah. Why'd you guys vote for me on fucking every category? That's messed up. I'm not gay.
I don't know.
I'm not. I don't lean that way. I don't want to experiment. Gay has nothing to do with money. I know porn stars that do gay porn, but they're straight.
What?
No, I saw it on some fucking real sex thing. Guy had his wife off stage.
So you don't know them.
He had his wife off stage playing with her pussy to keep him hard while he pounded the dude's ass. So. Well, you know, I didn't. I lost the gay thing, but I don't have the smallest dick, and I can satisfy a woman. Wink, wink. Fuck you.
Yeah, one of your questions we didn't use was who is the biggest work ass kisser. And I really don't, to be said, I don't think there's really a good ass kisser in this place.
No, I don't think there is. There's a few we could have invited.
Yes.
Because we had a lot of ass kissers at work, but we don't like those people, so they're not here.
Manetti threw a few at me. I used a couple of them. Let's see here. Most likely to have no one show up at their funeral.
Ooh.
That is rude.
Wow, that would have been a good one to answer because one of us would have left here truly with their feelings hurt.
Yeah, that's why I didn't add that one, actually. That was just too rude, almost.
Most likely to have no one show up at their funeral. I'd be at all of your funerals. Fuck all of you. Maybe I'm better than you. Danny'd be buried naked as fuck. be in the casket naked as fuck. He's, you know, and he couldn't talk, but he'd be thinking, this casket is cozy as fuck, too. I am comfortable in this bitch. Fuck you guys. I'd come to every one of your funerals. Well,
most likely to end up on welfare.
Most likely to end up on welfare.
Yes. That's racist. Well, I guess depending on how you answer it, yeah.
As much as I love the guy, but I got to answer honestly, my answer would be Nate there.
Yeah, it might be.
He works 19 hours a week, and if he has a bad streak at the tables, he's broke. I mean, it happens. He likes to gamble. He likes to gamble.
Oh, shit, that's funny.
No, I mean, he likes to gamble, and he likes to EO. So, I mean, if you're going to say who's most likely, you know, and Danny could be out of a job if they find that there are kids in the cupboards. They might shut it down and... Everybody be out of a job.
I actually saw a couple kids down at the lake, and I was about to tell Danny, you know, so he can try to get a promotion, bring a couple more kids back to the office, you know.
Everyone likes a cupboard named Ruby Sue.
Yeah, both of those kids could definitely fit in cupboards down there at the lake.
I'll take the Ruby Sue for $9,000.
Which reminds me, Keyshawn, there's no white bitches down there, just a couple 8-year-olds, so you might want to stay away.
I'm mad y'all
told me it was. No, I didn't know. We told Keyshawn that next door was a fucking cabin full of white girls, and his eyes lit up like Christmas.
Oh, they did, too. And then, you see, he got really excited when we said they were white and fat, and he got really excited. Started running down the stairs.
Well, that'll usually make them easy, if nothing else.
Oh, told him, put that shirt on and head down there. Are you going to get some?
I think it would have worked.
I do, too.
Hey, did you hear about... the condoms, the used condoms being sold in Vietnam, like hundreds of thousands of used condoms.
They bought them all from one guy. I don't know where he gets them.
What, Genghis Khan?
No, I think he was getting them from, if you would make sense that he was getting them from like the porn industry or something, yeah. Brothels maybe in Vegas. I don't know, but he had like 300,000 of them. He sold them to this fucking guy who was supposedly sterilizing them and washing them out, re-rolling and packaging them and selling condoms. What if you'd worn one of those?
Well,
they would have made their way over here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I wear a condom every time I fuck. So
that's why I don't. Never.
In case it's used?
In case it's used. You just never know these days, man.
I mean, you know. I
like lamb.
That guy's going to, I mean, there's like real potential charges for that.
Yeah, it's Vietnam. They're just going to cut off his head or something and throw him in the river. It's not going to be a big deal. Why are you looking for a Shingo? He's Japanese. He has nothing to do with this. And it's only half. Christ. I say something about an Asian country, he just looks straight over to Shingo. Oh, can you believe the guy?
Hey, the views expressed are not 100% unanimous. This racist fuck next to me talking about Asian people. I voted you had the biggest dick.
Tease is pointing at me because he's too dumb to remember we don't have cameras.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I did hear about that, and they busted him before any of them got sold, I think.
Well, good.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's probably done it before.
Yeah.
I mean, chances are I wore a dirty rubber.
Yeah, I'd say the chances are pretty high. I bet you if we had a vote, you'd win.
Hey, no. Here's the thing, though. Rubber has two sides. Could you fuck with the rubber, flip it inside out, and use the other side?
I mean, technically, you
lubricated
could,
already. Think about it.
I'm getting nervous here sitting next to Antifa's lead soldier here.
I know. He looks like a terrorist.
Nick looked like he's about to burn down a Starbucks. Making me all fucking nervous. He's wearing sunglasses inside. Like he's about
and
to make a
cloudy
field bit.
As fuck outside. So.
What was that Fight Club quote?
I don't
His
remember.
His name was Robert Paulson.
Oh, tits.
Tits, yeah, meatloaf.
Is that one of your cucks, Colin?
Nope. I only have one.
Oh, well, you had two at one time.
Yeah, I did, but things with the Filipino broad didn't work out too well.
Hey, Danny, is that one of your cucks, Colin?
Husband.
Oh, same thing.
Hey, let's put her live. Plug her in.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. That'll end poorly for you, Danny. We're trying to save you. Juan already heard, yes. He's in trouble now.
All right, so how much alcohol you think was consumed on day one?
We didn't do bad. I actually went to sleep first. I'll throw that out. I have no shame in that game. I was tired.
There's a lot of those bottles are half full. I mean, we opened
there was
a lot
definitely
of fucking
a good,
bottles. Yeah.
I mean, you've gone through almost a whole handle there of Fireball, it looks like, and Fireball is disgusting.
Plus, there's another half bottle in the fridge. That's already been done.
Nice, nice.
Jaeger's half full there.
I'm drinking the Fighting Cock right now, and I'm mixing it, and it's not bad for a mixed drink.
I'll be going Monkey Head when we're off the podcast.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get some Monkey Head.
Jason bought a bottle of vodka shaped like a monkey's head. Doesn't have any idea what it tastes like or whatever, but the bottle is cool, so we're going to try it.
All right, I'm going to do a real quick one.
Okay.
Let's see if you guys can hear it.
You got a Does That Make Me Gay segment.
I have a Does That Make Me Gay. So this kind of brings me up. I don't even know how it came up earlier, but we were talking about Hope Solo's butthole. And someone's like, you know, how do you know? Whenever a celebrity's dick or pussy comes out, the first thing I do is look it up. I got to look it up.
Right.
And when Thor's dick came out a week ago, the first thing I did was look it up.
Chris Hemsworth?
Is it Thor? Whose dick came out? Huh?
Chris Hemsworth.
Okay, him. The dick came out. The picture was made. And I looked it up. Does that make me gay?
Not at all.
Okay, good.
First of all, I think he's dreamy.
What? That's true. Well, I'm asking everybody. He's the first one that answers. But
no,
I
told you.
It
doesn't make you gay at all because I told you I am not anywhere near gay or interested, but I do appreciate a good size hammer. I'll look at it.
I just want to know how it stacks up and everything else.
Well,
I have to see a celebrity dong.
I am not gay, but I will say that Hemsworth is dreamy, and I would look it up, too.
I don't even think it was Hemsworth that did it.
Hemsworth was Thor.
Yeah, I know, but I think it was someone else that leaked the dick pic.
Oh, it didn't show his face, too?
Nah, he wasn't like a full body? They released like a picture of his files, basically, and there was a bunch of different little pictures, and one of them was a dick pic.
Was it a big dick?
It wasn't a bad dick.
Because you
it
remember,
was a normal dick.
Did you look at the Brett Favre dick pic that he sent?
That's how we got started about the other night.
Yeah, the Brett Favre dick pic.
Bees was wondering how we know what Brett Favre's dick looks like, and he had a dick
nothing
pic.
Nothing to write home about.
No, it's just the most average dick ever, if not small average. Like, it's a shame that he's showing that to people. He should be throwing fucking touchdown passes through buckets and wearing Wranglers.
He could be like me.
Dick pic.
I'm definitely 100% a grower. If you look at my dick soft, you you laugh at it. It's little, but it grows quite a bit. Maybe his grows. That's why When taking a good dick pic, you have to get it at least half to three quarters hard.
Yeah, you want a nice hard on.
Yeah, well, you don't want a complete hard on. You want it to look soft so they go, God, it's not even hard yet. Look how big it is.
Yeah.
So you fill it up with blood a little and get the balloon going. If you can and then you snap the picture.
An under picture is probably better, too.
No, because you don't want to see that seam. I'll tell you why.
Not completely under. No. You're not looking from balls under. I'm talking about from
because
the
they got
under.
That seam that comes underneath, and then where it meets up with the head, you got to see the helmet part of the head for a good dick pic. The bottom of it just kind of blends in.
You give way too much dick details. No wonder people thought you were the most gay. The rest of us, when we're talking about, we're not giving so many like seams and dick pictures.
I'm just trying to tell you how to make a good one. If you're going to take one, might as well be good.
Yeah, I guess.
You know, it's a skill like anything else.
It is. It is a skill.
Everyone in this room has taken a dick pic at some point. Send it to your girlfriend. Send it to your wife. Send it to your sister. But...
Who sent it to their sister?
Well, it can't be Beezy. He doesn't have a sister.
That's a shame.
Could be that guy... Does anybody here have a sister besides me? You have one. You got one.
I got two of them.
Yeah, I sent one to your one sister.
No, you didn't, but you should. I don't
I will.
Yeah.
Can I send one to her?
I mean, if you want to, I guess.
Give me your number.
It's not going to end well.
It won't end well?
No, not at all.
It's got like a big scary husband or something?
Both of them are, yeah.
Maybe they'd appreciate it.
Maybe we can get you one. Send one to my mom.
Your mom doesn't like me.
Well, of course she doesn't.
Because
it's kind of a theme.
Well, no. Your mom's would you rather got pretty graphic.
Yes.
I mean, and that's the reason that you were talking about my mom's dildo drawer, which she does not have.
Your mom definitely has a dildo drawer.
My mom
doesn't. Admit it.
My mom hasn't owned a dildo in 30 years. There's no fucking way.
Nah. Dildo drawer.
What?
Yeah, she got a dusty dildo. I ain't saying she uses it all the time, but she definitely has the drawer. Old lady or old people are like, you know, they keep shit around.
Mom doesn't keep shit around, especially dildos. She never owned one anyways. She's a saint.
Maybe she has a Jesus-shaped dildo.
No, she's not. My mom's not crazy like that. But you know what? When I was younger, I did look through Dad's drawer. We've talked about this. Dad had some good stuff in those drawers.
Well, he wouldn't be with someone that didn't have good stuff then, right?
No, he had mostly porn pictures and magazines and things like that. That's where I picked up my first ones.
Any Polaroid of your mom's snatch or anything?
Your mom has definitely got a dildo drawer.
No.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Dildo drawer.
And you know what? If my mother had a dildo drawer, I'd be proud of her, and I'd be like, hey, good for you at your age.
I'm not going on welfare.
You might go on welfare.
See, that's why you said it. You leave my mom alone. I made one observation. If my mom had one, I'd be proud of her. I'd be like, hey, you're 92. You still got a libido. Everything is good. My mom does not have a dildo drawer. There's not a chance in the fucking world.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way.
Yeah, her KY bill a month's fucking ridiculous. I mean, because your mom doesn't get wet anymore. We know that.
I'll be the judge of that.
Oh. shit.
My asshole of the week is Nate. yeah, there's just no way. And like I said, if she did have one, I'd be proud of her, but there's no way she has one.
You'd be 150%. I don't know if that'd be my first reaction. If I find my mom's dildo, I'd be like, oh, good for her. I'm proud.
Your mom's not 92.
It's not. Yeah, you're right.
What I mean?
Yeah, that's old to be pounding that little monkey away.
Let me just hope. I just say this. If my mother ever did have one and I found it, I would hope that would be very small. I don't want to find one of those big suction cup ones that looks like a thermos. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to find one of those.
With marks all over her bathroom mirror.
Yeah.
You going, there's little suction marks all over her bathroom mirror.
A big one called Uncle Duck vibrating dick. You know what I mean? I don't want that.
A little crust around them. Just don't know.
Stop with the crust. There's no, mom doesn't have crust.
Man, you might want to get movers when she finally passes. You don't want to be the one that finds that crust.
We're really going here. This is bottom tier.
I don't know what you're talking about. This
my
is just
mom's got
normal
eight
conversation
or nine.
Between two men. How are you going to clean up your mom's fucking vagina crust from the mirror from her dildo that's suction cup to it? It's definitely purple.
My mom does not own a dildo. Now, there's no way in the world your mom doesn't. She's only 58, 59, right?
61 or 2, maybe.
She's got
maybe 16,
one.
Maybe.
Matter of fact, I guarantee she's got one of those big veiny ones with the little pump that
shoots
stuff.
We don't have to
out.
Argue over that. I've told you. I found my mom's dildo. I stuck it in my friend's mouth. It was weird.
Oh, you did, didn't you?
Yes. So this is we're past this, all right? That's fucking like episode 55 or something, or 45.
No, like I said, I've never... she doesn't have one. There's no fucking way. There's not a chance.
It's a shame.
Well, no, it's not.
What's her address? Can you give me your address?
No, I could.
I can send her a nice, a little one.
A little what?
Just a little vibrator. A little fun.
You send her a bullet. I'll let you send her a bullet, but that's it.
We'll let her name it Pa.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
In case you're listening, Mom, forgive me. In case my 92-year-old mother is sitting at home with nothing better to do, listen to this vulgar fucking talk.
Keep it raw, dog, Miss Tees. Keep it raw.
Yeah, my mom has zero interest in men anymore.
Yeah. So you think. Not talking about your mom, but I have heard those old people homes are just fuck fest.
That's what I've heard that
from a lot of people. So you never know.
I've heard that too. I mean, I'm hoping that when I'm old, instead of middle aged like I am.
So
tuck it out. No one tell them.
But I would like to think that when I'm 75, 80 years old, I'll still be horny and, you know, still fucking.
I don't see how you're not.
Yeah, 2025 is going to be a wild time.
I don't know. I just don't think I can get hard surrounded by the smell of pee. I just don't think I can. Peel that open, you get the little pee smell. I don't think it's going to do it for me. You know, Agnes in room 12, she's got a few minutes to spare. She's going to come over and give me a little ass. Open it up.
Are you saying all geriatric pussy smells like pee?
I'm saying
because I never really thought about it. I guess maybe it does.
I bet you there's some kind of odor to it that's not very pleasant for a really old one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine that.
Well, I'm sure they just don't keep it clean. They can barely move.
Yeah, and I guarantee most of them are have molded into conch shell shapes.
Ugh, you don't like that. You don't
I do
like the
not,
conch shell.
Absolutely do not like the conch shells. Let's talk about something else. Please, anything. Let's talk about the debates tonight.
Yeah, we are having debates tonight.
And what we're going to do is we're going to make...
I feel like this is going to be a big gang-up session because everybody in this house is pretty much going the same way, except old fucking All Live Matter Beasley over there.
But you know what? Yeah, he's a Trump guy.
Hey, Beez,
why
don't you come over on the microphones over here?
We're talking about Trump.
We're going to a political debate.
Talking about your dog.
Yeah, that's your dude, you know?
That's my dog.
Come up here and give us a little talking to about Trump. Because we feel like the debates tonight is going to be very one-sided. We got everybody that hates Trump and then you.
But you know what?
There's not many Biden fans either. Don't get me wrong.
No, there's no Biden
and
fans.
And I think every single one of us are hoping that he goes through like an old person moment at some point or another tonight.
So we're joined by Masturbator Steve.
Masturbator. We're going to put headphones on him so he doesn't moan too loud.
You got to flip your little switch up.
You guys just...
There you go.
No, you're good.
You guys just aren't doing it right, obviously.
He's an old radio professional.
So we've got a true 100% bona fide Trump fan, are we right?
Sure.
And sure. Why?
Why not?
No, I mean, I'm
honest. Tell me one thing bad that he's done.
Grab him by the pussy. That kind of comes to mind.
I don't mind that one so much.
As a president.
As a president, name one thing that Trump does bad.
What does he do bad?
Oh, yeah. Super liberal Nick.
He siphoned off funds from the Veterans Society.
Where did you hear that?
All right, hold on. Let's.
There's another thing. You can get over here if you'd like.
Oh, boy.
What? Don't bust out the Google. You can't do that. That's cheating.
Google's cheating.
Yeah, kind of. You know, when you're on it.
No.
Somebody learned how to use the Google on the internet machine.
If we're at the debate tonight and all of a sudden Biden pulls out his phone.
So hold on. So you honestly think John McCain is a loser?
What does that have to do with him being a president?
What
has he done wrong as a president? He says stupid shit. Everybody does. Name one thing that he's done bad as a president to worsen the country.
What about, how do you feel about his reaction to coronavirus?
I think he did a great job.
How so?
How
February, on February 7th, you don't think that interview with Ben Watterson had anything to do with his reaction to coronavirus?
I think that's
coronavirus.
Fake news.
How is that fake
news?
News?
I love it.
Fake news, though. How is that fake news? How is it fake news?
Fake news.
How is it not fake news?
If he was having
all of a sudden
an interview,
there's a recording. Oh, look, I'm a Trump. I know about the corona.
What do you mean?
I mean, what do you mean?
See, now you're gaslighting me. If he's having a conversation with Ben Watterson and he's saying that he's downplaying it and that it's worse than the flu, and then 2 weeks later he's saying it's not worse than the flu in a press conference, you don't think that's bad?
He explained all that. He said he was downplaying it so that the country didn't freak out.
But you don't think that's right to give the public the right information?
Not if it's going to make things worse, no.
How would it make things worse? If everybody was wearing a mask, they said it would have been over by now.
So you're saying that...
Hey, you do go against that, though. You're a mask guy.
I wear a mask.
I know. I've seen your posts on Facebooks and stuff, and that's one of the ones that surprised me when I saw you were very pro-mask and everything.
Let me just put it this way.
All right, let me...
If Donald Trump... You think Donald Trump's a good businessman?
Sure.
If he was a good businessman, that motherfucker would have came out and put
$7 billion.
Donald Trump, Make America Great face masks, and he would have made $1 billion by now.
He's not allowed to do that. You're not allowed.
How are you not allowed to do that?
You're not allowed to own a business
Trump
as the president.
He has this. He has that.
No.
You don't feel it bad about any of the fucking golf trips he's taken.
Every president golfed. What's the
difference? Much as this motherfucker did.
What's the difference?
How is it any different?
Tell me, I'm asking. Tell
he
me.
He should be in the fucking. So you didn't. So whenever Obama took a fucking golf trip, you weren't pissed off.
I could care less.
Bullshit.
Honest. What's the difference?
So this motherfucker's
tell me what,
got. This motherfucker's,
tell me what Obama did that Trump didn't do. How did Obama make the country better?
Obama at least gave us Obamacare.
Oh shit. Stop.
Do you go through Obamacare?
No.
Then how do you know? I mean, are you really going to downplay it if you don't really use it or if it doesn't affect you? No, it doesn't affect me at all. But I know people that have used it and have had better bills because of it.
Oh, yeah?
I don't like Obamacare. I know a lot of people that used it and had spent a lot more money than they would have otherwise.
Yeah.
But I also say that wasn't
his
bill.
I will say this, though. The system is fucked up.
Yeah.
The medical system is all fucked up.
It's all fucked up from the top to the bottom. Medical, government. The only way to fix it is to get rid of it and start over, and that's not going to happen.
Who do you think has a bigger dick, Trump or Biden?
Trump.
Who has a bigger dick?
No.
Trump.
I think
Trump
Biden
has
a bigger
dick.
Sure.
No, I'm going to go Biden.
I'm going to
really?
Go Biden.
Biden's
yeah.
72 years old. It's stretched 3 inches.
I mean, the gravity has affected it.
That's why yeah. Trump has such a bad attitude. That much younger.
That's true. Trump, yeah. But I feel like Trump puts cream on his. He makes it. He keeps it elastic.
Yeah, they're both pretty old. So if you're right. I think Biden's balls hang much lower. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
I think
well, that's because he doesn't golf
does stuff
as
to
much
his
as
balls.
Trump.
If they just go into the bathroom and put it down on a piece of paper and trace around the size of their balls, I'd vote on that.
So one of my biggest questions with Trump is like, I'm.
Here's Danny from Minnesota with his opinion.
Folks, he has clothes on. He does have clothes on.
A registered Republican.
Yeah, you are.
The issue I have with Trump is non-going after the extremist right, like the extremist right.
Oh, when he said both sides have fine people?
Or like Charlottesville not coming out. And like.
And Danny knows about Charlottesville. He was there. He actually ran over 3 kids.
It should have been condemned. That's my biggest issue with Trump.
By the way, this segment of Shut Up Cincinnati brought to you by Kyle Rittenhour.
Give the man a chance. Everyone deserves a fighting chance. Kyle Rittenhour.
Remember his line. Skateboards hurt when they hit you right in the fucking head.
Right in the head.
Shit. Well, I'm not voting for any president. I can't. I voted for Trump the first time. I'll say it. I did. I was never ashamed of it. I just...
You still get to be a Trumper for a little bit
longer. In my opinion, you've got to be more presidential than that. That's my opinion.
I think whoever the president is, they need some kind of respect.
Right, but what I'm saying is he doesn't give a fuck if he gets your respect. He's going to say whatever he's going to say. No one dances around questions like he does, and I'm not downplaying him because I don't like Biden either. My what's killed it for me on the Trump thing, like I said, I voted for him. I was saying, hey, he's a business guy. Maybe some good things are going to happen from this. You've got to be more presidential than he is. You just can't attack people personally like, eh, fuck you. You just can't do that. He said some things that are
sure
so fucking...
He's been doing it for 4 years.
I know. And sometimes I still scratch my head when he opens up his fucking mouth. I said, God, he really said that. And he really does. And that's what killed it
he
for me.
He says stupid shit. I'm not going to lie to you.
And Biden sniffs little kids. So I can't vote for him either.
How do you feel as administration, though? Like, as administration, like the USPS, you don't feel anything about like how they fucking just put out all that...
That is true. I mean, he said he was going to drain the swamp, and then he just elected people that have done the same things forever.
But no president in history has been hated on or tried to get rid of more than Donald Trump.
There's a good reason for
from
that.
From the beginning.
I think that changes every year, though.
Obama had a fucking tan suit on. Thanks, Fox News had fucking ran a fucking...
Yeah, but it was only one. It was Fox News. It wasn't CNN.
Yeah,
every it wasn't
Fox everybody
News.
Else.
So it was, you know, there was more... I don't know. I think every year from now on and maybe until the next one, the president gets more shit than the one before it. Because George Bush caught more shit than anyone ever. And then Obama probably caught more shit than anyone ever. And now Trump is, and it's just always going to get worse the way everything's going. Yeah, Clinton
who?
Caught a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
But you know what?
And who can
one
blame
cigar.
Him? That
one
hot
cigar
piece of ass.
Fucked it all up.
It did. And the thing about it is, and this is really true, and I'm not laying blame on anybody, but when I was a kid about 15 years ago, but it's really a fact. When I was young, when
are
I was.
Are you about to blame the Jews again? Because
no.
I've tried to tell you many times. It's just not right.
No, but when I was a kid, you could actually turn on the fucking news. And it was somebody just reading to you what happened. They didn't have opinions back then. They actually told you the fucking news.
Yeah.
And now the media is right or it's left. And they're going to fucking, you have to hear their opinions now. When I was growing up, you didn't. Everybody loved Reagan. And that's who we got. But
yeah, I agree. I think news reporters should be just like women. And we don't want to fucking hear your opinion. Just tell us what we need to know.
That's what it should be. You know? You're reading the news. Now, I listen to Don Lemon. I want
to
fucking kill
that
myself.
That was not Steve Beasley talking, just to let all the girls out there know.
I mean, I can't listen to these guys because their fucking opinions are 100% what they're telling you. They're not telling you what happened. They're telling you why it happened because fuckhead here did it or this guy did it. And I can't even find a news channel to watch anymore.
Yeah.
I just want to hear what happened. Just tell me what happened.
Yeah, they're all terrible.
Steve needs to keep his head above, you know, with the women. As he's told us before, the reason why we can't have women on these trips is because they will all want to fuck him. So, you know.
Duh.
All the women and
tees. Yeah, but I wouldn't have to masturbate.
All the women and me.
Yeah, all the women and tees, most likely, yeah.
That would hurt my feelings, but... If I were gay,
you are.
If I were, I wouldn't go after you first.
You are gay.
No,
okay,
I'm not.
Okay, who is it?
You're willing to.
Who would I go after first?
Yeah, who are you going after first if you're gay?
I don't know. Somebody who's naked as fuck, probably. I mean,
Danny's getting it.
Yeah, that's the thing. I can't, in good conscience, vote for either one of them. I voted for Trump mainly because of fucking Hillary. I'll be the first one to say it. I was so terrified of that bitch, and I think she's a fucking crazy person, and I think she's a criminal. They're all criminals, but I said she's going to be the worst thing in the world for the country, and I will vote for anybody. Huh? I would have voted for you over her. Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, Chris, just,
I've never been to Chappaquiddick, but I have a feeling I'm going.
You're going. Here comes a limo down the round.
But yeah, I just think it, when you hold that office, you got to be more presidential than him. You just can't get on there and say you're a fucking idiot. And
he hasn't told anybody they're a fucking idiot yet.
In a roundabout way, he tells half the people they're fucking idiots in a roundabout way.
He did do that sweet thing at one.
Yeah,
time.
He made fun of the handicap dude.
That was hilarious.
He did this number, and that was so fucked up. So fucked up.
It was so awful, but it was funny.
That one made me mad.
It should have made you mad.
It did.
It should have made everybody mad. This guy's fucking ragging on a handicapped person. Now, fuck, you really did that?
And he still became president.
And he still became president.
How terrible is Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, that's what I'm
true.
Saying.
That's definitely true. Hey, do you got a would you rather this week?
Is it time?
Sure.
I could probably come up with one. All right, in keeping with the gay theme, I'll stick with that.
Well, that's not surprising.
Well, you know what? You got every single one of you. Every one of you, I hope you get some type of Noma. I don't know what kind. Carcinoma, any kind of Noma.
I think as long as we stay out of
Danny's bed,
nothing's
going to kill you, but
fun.
I'd like you to have some time in the hospital, if that matters. All right. Since we've been on this trip, we've been talking about my price to suck dick.
Mm-hmm.
And you're actually wanting to do a GoFundMe page. Don't anybody fucking donate. If anybody does it as a joke, I don't want to suck nobody's dick. I would like to. I wouldn't mind having 10 grand. I'm not going to lie.
No, I wouldn't mind having 10 grand, but not for that.
I don't know. To me, it's all a time issue.
Yeah.
You say we've taken the ass for 50,000. Yeah. What's it going to take the guy? 30 seconds? A minute?
For the rest of your lives, the next 15 years of your old life.
I've got.
You're going to know that there was a dick in your ass.
I've got the ability to forget things.
No, we won't let you forget.
Yeah, I will never let you forget that.
Never, that's... ever. Every time you sit down, I'm going,
hey. You'll be doing it when I'm buying the next round of drinks with that kid. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to have that fuck. I'm going to have a good time with that money.
I don't even know if I would go out drinking with you with butthole money.
Dirty money.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
Yes, you would.
I want nothing from your butthole money.
The money was never in anybody's butthole. I made the money. And you know what? Fuck off. I would do it.
If that makes you gay.
Okay, no, it does not.
100%.
No, it does not. If the guy said to me, some rich old man comes up, he goes, hey, I watched your podcast, I'm a big fan, and I've got 50,000 here. I want to fuck you in the ass. I said, done. We do our business, and he says, look, I've got no family. I want to do it once a week. Done. I said, within a month, I'll be reaching under, feeling balls and stuff, because I'll be used to it by this point.
Because you'll be gay.
I'm not going to enjoy it.
Yes, you will.
If you're reaching under to feel balls.
Yeah, if you're touching old
That's
sack,
where we're crossing.
Yeah. No, I'm reaching under to feel balls because there's a chance he could tip.
Oh, Jesus. You want to provide excellent service.
$50,000 and
$10. Hey, what's 15% of 50,000?
Chris,
well,
is
I mean,
trying
by
to be
Jason's
a...
number, it's 1,800. But
Chris is
the
trying
rest
to be a
pace
setter.
No surprises there, boys.
What do we got here?
No. I'm not taking a 50-50 chance. I'm not playing the 50-50 chance.
Let's do it once.
No, I'm not doing the 50-50 chance.
I'm going to do it.
I got to continue. What do you mean it's not
50-50? He said there's no surprise.
Yeah, no surprise. Oh, he wants us both to take it? No.
I'll take one. Fuck off. Yeah. I ain't scared of you.
All right, go for it.
There you go. Somewhat one person on it.
No, because I ain't trying to be part of this trick. That shit's going to be loaded. That's not one drop. That's drop.
You could see it if it were extra loaded.
I don't believe you for a second. I ain't trying to be an Argosy story 10 years from now.
All right, so here's the would you rather. Yeah, we're doing one right now. And first of all, everybody tune into the Reds game tomorrow. We're going straight to the World Series. You heard it here first. World Series champion, Cincinnati Reds.
Go Red Legs.
Go Red Legs. All right, here's the deal. I'm here with 10 guys. Every one of us here, a sports fan. So here's what I'm going to say. Would you rather... suck some guy's dick.
No.
B.
And that's episode 50. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. Would you rather suck somebody's dick once a month?
B.
For the rest of your life. Okay? All you got to do, by this time, after it's the same guy all the time. It's always clean for you.
Everybody likes
you go over there,
consistency.
You blow him. You can use mostly hand, but you got to get him off. Okay? Or you don't blow him, and you can never again watch a sporting event on TV,
B.
radio, live,
B.
nothing. You have no more TV. You have no electronics or access to any sporting events.
Wait a minute. So I got to suck a dick each week or never watch sports
a
again?
A month. Once a month.
B.
You can't hear it on the radio.
I'm never having sports again. It's a shame. I'm going to be a real big music fan.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick up some
you
new
have no
hobbies.
TV. You have no electronics. I just made that very clear.
Oh, I mean, you got nothing? I thought
you
it was just sports.
You have no entertainment.
No, that's not what you said.
Yes, I did.
You said sports.
I said you have no TV. You have no radio. You have no access to internet. You got none of that.
Your senile is coming out. Calm down.
What?
Your senile is coming out. You said sports entertainment.
All right. You know what? Fuck you guys. I'll leave it at sports. You never get to watch or listen to another sporting event as long as you live.
I'm going no sports in that.
100% B. 100% no sports, you homo.
Once a week for a motherfucker, it could be just once and it's still going to be something B.
Yeah, I know. Once a week, I mean.
It's a time thing for me.
Because you don't have much left?
What is this?
The only thing that sucks about it, I'd be watching these games alone, and nobody would be there with me. I'd be sitting in the stands with a fuck. I'd be on the 50 every fucking game, but I'd be there by myself waving the flag.
I suck dick.
It's a time thing for me.
No, I would have to go B too, but it would suck.
No, it would suck.
It definitely does suck. I'm talking. You don't get to watch fucking ESPN, the Ocho cornhole fucking tournaments. You get nothing. You don't know sports are existent anymore, or suck one old man's worthless little pathetic Peter till he dribbles out a couple of drops, and then you're on your way and you're going to the game.
Ah, man, drizzle.
You just made it worse.
I know.
You just made it a strong B.
You know how long it's gonna take to get off an old man?
What if he's a quick comer?
No. No. Ladies and gentlemen, but Christie's is not gay.
You know, 100%.
Christie's is 150% not gay. But can you imagine your life without a football game ever again?
A lot more than I can have a
basketball game.
Yes, if it meant putting a dick in my mouth, yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm trying to be homophobic, but that's not my thing.
I went B.
You would be what?
I said I went B too.
You barely went B.
You barely went B.
That was a soft B.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's a soft or a hard B. No. It's a B.
It does.
It's definitely a gay B.
There's no such thing as a gay B.
Yeah, it was a gay B.
There's only a gay A, and you can have a million reasons why your A is gay, but it's still going to be a gay A.
Right, listen, we're not judging you. We're saying you're gay.
You do nothing but judge.
Just saying. It was a curious B, if
no,
nothing else.
No, mine's a solid B, but I'm merely – you know what? The whole point of this exercise, this is an exercise, really, is to search yourself and really think about something.
Well, I feel better about myself.
I feel like I answered correctly. I don't care if I think about it. Yeah. Go ponder it out by the lake.
You're going to go sleep on this tonight.
So let the record show everybody except Patrick took B.
I think Patrick's taking his third nap of the day.
I thought he was waving a fist at us. I guess that's sign language for A.
Yeah, he's down there flipping off the guy who owns this place.
Oh,
fuck
he's
you!
Down by the fire?
I don't know where he is. My guess is sleeping.
He's yelling at the neighbors.
He's at the fire? Fuck you, fire!
You think he was offended because he's the most annoying drunk?
No, we all knew that was going to happen. Everybody here fucking knew.
Well, yeah, I was giving it 50-50. 50-50.
Man. I'm going to say Patrick didn't get my vote.
He did not get my vote. He did not get my vote.
Did somebody from Argosy?
Yes.
Keyshawn got a couple points.
Yeah, he did.
He definitely got a couple points. Keyshawn's so we know Nate obviously voted for him and someone else.
Yeah, so I think that's – hold on a second.
Did you get a joke? Did you get a joke?
No, we didn't get a joke.
No, I got a joke. But
a joke will wrap it up.
Just for the record, everybody, it's I said B. I said a very solid, firm B.
It's like it's 15 times B.
Unless the old man had 10 G's when I got there, then, as not to be a hypocrite, I verify what I said before. Eat one of those, Steve.
No.
Now, are you going to eat one?
Yeah, I'll eat one because I've never had one.
I know. Good. I don't trust him to give it a reasonable amount of sauce on it. I mean, because it is a good joke. It's going to be on recording. Listening to him cry. I wish we had video of it.
He has to do it and then tell the joke.
Yeah, I'll eat that. And he's not going to be able to handle that.
Why did you do that?
Yeah.
And that'll do it, folks.
All right, Chris just ate the fucking chip, and now he looks like he's going to die. I think there is an age range on the sauce bottle, and he's over it. And then he's wondering why I did not want to fucking eat it. I knew this was coming.
There's milk in
this. This dumb motherfucker fell for it. Are you puking? Oh, God, I wish we had this on video because his face is so ugly.
He just spit it out. That's not legal at all.
The joke of the day is Chris's dumbass for eating that chip.
No, I did two.
Look at him.
I did two bottles of water.
Your face is bright red.
It's the worst.
Teeth, did you just spit out your teeth? Ah, shit. Oh, goddamn.
Your joke of the week this week is Chris Tease.
Yeah.
Yes.
Most likely gay and most likely to eat the fucking chip that was set him up for failure.
You can eat a dick, I guess.
All right, guys, that's episode 50. I'm signing off. Chris is about to die. See you later.
Silver screen and all it said goodbye. I'm never gonna dance again.